company and it was cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you would maybe be willing to hang out again.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, that's all we need to know.
Oh, this is so Pam and Jim.
Awesome. Oh, I love it. Man.
That's all I'm saying. Well, thank you.
Oh.
Thank you, Penelope.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. You guys are
Brittany.
Awesome.
Cool.
Hey.
We'll see ya.
Brittany. Bye.
Bye.
You're the worst. She was really nice.
I liked her. I actually liked her a lot.
I did too. I thought she was really cool and really funny. Hi, hon.
Hi, Zeth.
Hey.
I'm tired. Oh. We only have one more hour, though. We're in the home stretch.
Oh, we so are in the home stretch.
We're in the home stretch.
Yep. Stretch it out, everybody.
That's right. Home stretch. P1 Wall is calling about this guy that's a rocker, and he's got a good point. Go ahead, Wall.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Oh, the pipes.
Hey, I'm not saying you got to give up your dreams, but once you get married or have a family, your priorities, or at least mine are, is, you know, you put a roof over your head and food on the table. If he's not able to do that or struggling that bad, then he needs to kind of reevaluate where he is.
Be glad for the food on your plate.
Just like David Beckham.
That's right. Just like David Beckham. Thank you for the call.
Right, Mike?
That's right. That's what I was saying.
We're on the same page.
I think we're both talking the same language.
Yeah, for sure.
Just in different ways, right?
Absolutely.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good.
A little tired, huh?
Yeah, a little tired.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, about this whole the rocker thing, you know, I see both sides of it. I feel very strongly about it because I've been playing in a local band for the past 2 or 3 years. I also have a family. And, you know, I've never, in the past 3 years that I've been doing the band, never have I quit my job. I've worked all 3 years. I've been able to provide food and, you know, put a roof over my kid's head. But at the same time, I've also gone pretty far with the band. You know, we've done very well for ourselves. So I think that you can... You can do both if you do it the right way.
They're
like
called
that.
Deep Purple. Maybe you've heard of them.
Oh, wow. Wow. Congrats.
That's right. Cool, Chuck. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. P1 Wade.
Hey, I actually have the exact opposite opinion of the last guy.
Hmm.
I was in, I played a band called To Her Name, and we just got signed. And it was like, but I don't think you have any business when you're on the bottom end of music to have a family. There's just no way to balance that unless you have the kind of money that the major stars have that bring their wives on tour with them and do things like that. It's like there's absolutely no way when you're on the low end of the totem pole of bands to have a family. It's just, there's no way.
That sounds kind of mature to me.
Yeah, the two lifestyles don't really mesh very well.
A successful relationship, there's no way. I mean, to be successful in music, you need to do so much touring in the beginning. I mean, your first 3 years, you have to basically just live out on the road, you know? And I was a guy that I really did go and quit my job, but I didn't have to worry about having to support anybody else, you know what I mean? It was just strictly me, and I was able to devote 8 hours a day, you know, 12 hours a day, 16 hours a day, just to the band, and it helped us get signed. But there's no way that you could do that and have any sort of relationship. Even just a relationship is difficult. I mean, just me trying to have a girlfriend is difficult, let alone trying to have a wife. There's you know, he's got no business in a relationship. I think he should evaluate what's more important, his wife or that band. And that's really what it's going to come to. I was married. I was married for 4 years, and it got to a point where I had to say, okay, this is my dream. This is my life. I loved my wife, but there was absolutely no way to do both. And we both sat down and we went over everything, and she didn't want to keep me from the dream. And I think that's a very mature thing for her to, you know, a mature way for her to be. You know, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a compromise there, and that's good.
Well,
compromise is good.
Life, you're going to say, hey, I have this chance to do this band. I have this chance to do all this stuff. And I gave it up for this person, and you're going to end up just hating that person later on. And it's going to end up, I think, ruining your relationship in the end anyways.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that's some pretty heady stuff.
Yep.
I think that's very mature, dude.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the guy's got a point, man. If you got a
it's
family.
It's impossible.
Impossible, please. Yeah. It's impossible. It's just too hard to balance the two of those.
I heard it's impossible.
I'm going to give you a little ID. What do you think about that?
Is this it?
That's the crow flies.
Is this it?
You're listening to the 28-Hour Mikey Show, brought to you by Johnsonville Brats on KIOZ, San Diego's Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
It does. The word of the hour is happy.
There it is. 570-1053. Call us right now. Clear out those lines.
Yep.
Clear out those lines. First person that calls us and gives us the entire 28-word sentence is going to win a $1,000 gas card.
This is awesome.
It means a lot right now.
I wonder how many people have it.
The phone lines are blowing up.
How many people got all 28 words?
Every hour we gave out a word. And you got to call us and tell us what all the different words were, all put together into one big giant sentence. And if you do that, the first person that does it correctly is going to win a $1,000 gas card. Let's see. P1 Polt.
Yes.
What is the sentence?
Congratulations, you just listened to the Mikey Show for 28 hours and have won some awesome junk. Now go get some sleep because you're probably getting slap happy.
That's it, dude.
Oh, my God.
That is it. Nice. Well done. Very well done.
Awesome.
Dude. First try, and the phone lines are blowing up, too.
Wow.
Phone lines are blowing up, so there was a lot of people that must have been writing it down. But, dude, you just won a $1,000 gas card.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to have free gas for quite a while, bro.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, hang on the line, all right?
All right, thanks.
That was cool, man.
Yeah.
It's chump change, Mikey.
That's right. That's the stuff. Lost in the couch.
Yeah.
That's the spatch age of the couch.
Right.
Let's see. We're going to be talking to Dan Patrick in a second.
Oh, right on.
He's good. He's on our sister station.
Yep.
He's on our sister station, 1360, Extra Sports 1360.
Cool.
And he's been reunited.
And it feels so good.
That's right.
Oh, really?
You know, this boy Keith Olbermann, dude. It's great.
Yeah.
They're doing Sunday Night Football together. That's a pretty star-studded cast.
Yeah.
You got your Bob Costas. You got your Chris Collinsworth. You got your Keith Olbermann and your Dan Patrick. That's pretty good.
Jerome Bettis, Tiki Barber.
How about that? Let's see. Here's some of the text messages we're getting. We're in the home stretch.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Last hour.
Yeah, we have 55 minutes left. And then we're done.
Yeah.
We can go home, get some sleep.
What up?
Mikey, it's the coolest thing when I'm laughing alone in my car and I look around to see if people think I'm a moron laughing alone in my car, but instead I see that the person to my left is giving me a thumbs up and laughing at the same thing.
Nice.
And the person to my right has a P1 sticker on their window. Thanks for always allowing my day to start off so great. That one's not signed. Mikey.
Nice one.
It's very nice. Mikey, the best 28-hour show yet. Going on 24 hours of listening. Rocky III was hilarious. And I've never laughed through that movie. You guys are awesome. P1 Smokey T.
Mm. Awesome!
Mikey, that lady that wrote that email needs to have her husband compete with B-Rob in Guitar Hero.
Oh, no. Did you see B-Rob play?
Yeah.
If he loses, there's clearly no way he will ever be a rock star. P1, figure it out. Mikey, how much have you guys raised for children's so far? It's P1 Space Girl. It's a good question. Last count.
Yeah.
And we're going to get another one. And I will send out a plea to go to MikeyShow.com right now. Click on, type in the keyword donate. And if you donate a gift of $50 or more, you're going to get a limited edition Mikey Show 28-hour marathon T-shirt.
Can't buy it anywhere else.
You can't get it anywhere. And it's cool. It's really, really cool. The T-shirt's really cool. Let's have a drum roll.
Oh, yeah.
So far, we have raised for Rady's Children's Hospital $17,951.
Yes!
Dude, that is awesome.
P1s, you're the best.
That's huge.
Still got time.
Yeah.
Let's kill it this last hour.
$3,000 than last time. $3,000 more than last time.
Bo Bice.
That's
right.
Yeah,
it's all about Bo Bice.
Dude, Bo Bice, hey, Bo. Bo Bice was a guest on the show this morning, and he donated $500.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
What? Yeah. Rob, every time you say Bo Bice, he mouths the word Bo Bice to Sean.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It makes me laugh, though, every time.
Why does he do that?
Because he's a clown.
Oh, that's
clown.
True.
Clown school.
Clown.
Oh, sure. Let's see. Hey, Mikey, is it still possible to donate money to Rady's Children's Hospital, or is it too late, P1 Conrad? No, it's not too late, man.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when we sign off at 10 o'clock, we want to sign off with kind of a big, you know, big send-off where we've had to have a big amount that we've collected. Oh, sure. So please,
come on,
please go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com. Type in the keyword donate, or you can click on that banner as soon as you get there. All right, I got to drink some tea.
Tea.
So I'm going to give you one of our classic Mikey Show bits. What?
Well, Dan Patrick's calling.
Is he calling right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I got some more text messages.
Can we get you some?
Huh?
Can we make you
yeah,
some?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would love it.
What
I think
you...
it's in the office.
Oh,
it's in the office.
Is it open?
Yeah.
The door's
mm-hmm.
open?
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
the door you, may be closed, but it's
unlocked. Oh, man. Oh, wait. Or is it? No, it is in there. It is in there. It's in that little blue bag.
His yeah. knapsack.
Yeah, Rob needs some tea, too.
Wicked bad. What's so funny?
You.
Remember this morning when Rob said, "Oh yeah, Mike, I'm gonna talk a lot."
Oh yeah.
And I haven't shut up. I'm sorry.
Lemon.
Don't.
Shut up. Somebody is texting with the following message. Hey, thank you guys for the 28-hour show. It is great, and I have a question about the T-shirts that you get. When you donate on the website, what size do you get? That's P1 Psycho Sal. It's
baby tees.
XL. Yeah, baby tees.
All baby tees.
Yep. All baby tees.
Nice.
It's all extra small. No, they're extra large.
So that works.
Yeah. I got to stand up and stretch the legs.
Do it. Work it out. Do some deep bends.
Talk to me what you guys are going to do. What are you guys going to do here? What's your plan the rest of the day?
I might just stay and work. For Monday.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go jogging.
Yeah, I was definitely going to hit the gym.
Yeah, I want to do another running of the bulls.
I'm right. going straight home and going right to bed. No shower, nothing.
Oh.
Right?
Shetty,
that's not
no,
true.
You,
I will.
No,
I do it every year.
That's sloppy.
Yeah.
That's sloppy.
I don't want a shower.
You're infectious.
No
you're
shower.
Gross.
Absolutely.
You are
no
gross.
Shower.
I don't care.
You're
I don't
gonna
care.
Give your bed
the shower will wake me. The shower will wake me up.
Do you know how much you sweat?
Infect your bed.
I mean, you were sweating like mad.
When?
The cook-off?
I haven't seen
a
sweat.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
I didn't even, yeah, you didn't
but
sweat
see, you
today.
Haven't showered since then.
I don't care.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll change the sheets tomorrow then. Boo-hoo.
Oh, my.
Quack, quack, quack. What do you want me to do?
Go to the mall?
Yeah. How many times?
Don't.
What you just mouthed Bo Bice.
He's doing the Bo Bice thing.
I
hate
why does
that.
It bother you?
It bothers me because I can see him out of the corner of my eye and I don't want it.
Don't want it.
It's so sly.
Oh, mama.
Oh, mama.
Oh, mama. I'm going to find that right
it's
now.
It's not in there. I don't know where it went.
It was in that bag.
I know, and I don't know where that bag is.
Oh, my gosh.
What the heck was that?
What the heck,
Ash? Just like, it like refreshes you if you do it. But you got to really loosen up your mouth. It works, dude. So good. Peps you up. Bam.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, yeah, big time. You don't even know.
Chips.
Sandy.
Y'all are tripped better.
Is that it? Over?
No.
Oh, no.
What time is Danica Patrick
calling?
What,
Rob? Are you dying?
It's
what
not,
time not, is Danica Patrick calling?
Not Danica. No.
That's funny. It's, we what? Interview Dan Patrick and we ask him questions geared towards Danica Patrick. What's it like to race an IRL?
Do the other male drivers give you a hard time?
Is it hard competing in a man's sport?
Oh, what an idiot.
Have we ever talked to Dan Patrick before?
I don't think so.
Because I really appreciate his interview style.
He's great.
Yeah. Thought I had told him that before, but maybe I haven't. I'll tell him
you
today.
Could. I can't remember nothing right now.
My wife made me a really nice little care
worst.
Package, and it's gone. I'm the worst. How am I the worst?
Well,
it's missing.
Where'd you put it? Where'd you put it?
I put it behind me, and it disappeared.
You put it behind you.
Oh, I took it. I thought Missy gave us this, and so I took it.
Are you kidding me?
The beef jerky. Oh, wow. That's all I touched.
That's where the beef jerky.
That was my beef jerky. When she was offering it to you, I go, hey, my wife gave me some of that, and it's good.
It says Mike on it. It says Mike.
I didn't even know. I thought Missy, like, I didn't even pay attention. Like, I thought this was the care package here.
The worst.
I'm an idiot.
She's out of her mind.
I am.
You may be the worst person alive.
And I was starving when I was editing, and I'm like, I need some food, and I saw the beef jerky.
Well, just take this.
Oh, this one doesn't belong to me. That should work.
I'm so sorry. I'm in dark.
That's hysterical.
That lady.
I thought Missy brought us that.
She is something else.
I was
going
to take that home. I'm like, no one else wants this stuff? Shoot.
Yeah. Shoo.
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 Come on, Danica Patrick. Right? Call us for crying out loud.
Yeah, busy racing around.
Calm down.
Give us a call.
What else have we got to do?
I don't know. Oh,
Sky, what's your plan? What do you do?
She's
going
to go to the mall.
The mall.
Oh, mama.
What is that?
Mama!
That's so dumb. Okay, thank you. To mama.
Oh, mama.
There it is.
That really just happened.
To mama.
I think I just hallucinated that.
So
oh. Wow. That was good.
Sean.
Let's share a tissue.
Thank you. All right, here's Dan.
You got him?
Yeah, hang on. There you go.
Dan Patrick on the inside line.
Mikey.
How about that?
Are you tired?
Oh. I am tired. I really am.
Isn't it like when you have to go to the bathroom and somebody will turn on the water, and then all of a sudden you can't wait to go to the bathroom?
That's it.
And like, you guys are tired. If I said, golly, this comforter I'm under right now.
That's okay. You are an evil human being, Dan. You're a horrible person.
You're mean and evil.
I got my footies.
You wouldn't believe. Oh, this pillow feels so
good. You're awful. I like you, Dan.
Dan.
How dare you?
How
Dan,
are you doing?
Great. No, awful. We're doing awful.
Horrible.
I have to tell you, I'm a big fan of the way that you do interviews, and I've told people this. I was talking to my wife about this probably about a year ago. I said, you know who does great interviews? Dan Patrick. And one of the reasons that you do such great interviews is because it doesn't matter who you're talking to. It's always like you've known him for 25 years, even if you've never talked to him before. I remember, I think we've talked before, but my producer says, no, I don't think we've talked to Dan before. But
well, there was a restraining order, but
that's right. But there was a very particular interview I remember.
Okay.
Chris Rock called in.
Okay.
And you're talking about something, and all of a sudden, Chris Rock's on the line, and you go, oh, Chris Rock on the OnStar Hotline. Hi, Chris. How are you? How are you doing?
Gandhi calling in.
Yeah, you know? But it doesn't matter how big the star is. It's always like, just very casual. You'll be in the middle of a sentence. You'll finish the sentence and go,
we have Sirhan on the line.
Yes. You know, it's like the biggest name or the biggest celebrity, and you're just very casual about it. It's great.
Well, I think that the more relaxed and natural you try to make it for them, because I think the natural instinct is say, oh, you know, Chris, I love your work, or where do you go when you is Chris Rock supposed to be saying, yeah, you better like my work, or why wouldn't you like my work, or well, thank you, and then it doesn't lead anywhere. So I just try to make it natural that I do respect you. That's why I have you on. I try to treat you fairly, but I ask the questions that I'm curious about. Like, he's watching his kids. I talked to him last week, and he's got his daughters there. And I said, well, what's it like? And then he starts telling me what it's like. You know, his kids were, you know, they were angry at him. He was on the phone, and it was like anything that we would do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think, if you let them be natural, be them, you know, as normal as possible, then that's what people want to know. Let me just see behind the curtain there. And sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. But with Chris, you know, usually he wants to be every man and have some fun.
Yeah, you know, the other deal with Dan Patrick is that you have some very specific relationships with people that are just fun to listen to. You have a very great relationship with Reggie Miller. How did that start?
And Charles Barkley?
Yeah, Charles Barkley.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
These relationships, was it first time you guys talked, there was a chemistry?
I think that Reggie was a guy who never, ever did radio interviews. In his 19 years with the Pacers, he never did a radio interview. He just didn't want to do it. He wanted to do it on camera. He trusted it more than he did radio. And I went to Indianapolis for the Final Four, and I knew Mark Jackson, his teammate. And Mark says, we're going out to dinner, Reggie and myself. I say, Reg doesn't like being around the media. Well, we went out, we smoked cigars, and we sat there and talked about every other sport but the NBA. And I said to Reggie, once you retire, you call me because we'll work together. And he retired a couple of years after that. He called me and he said, well, what are we going to do together? And I said, who is this? He goes, Reggie Miller. And I said, well, we're going to do radio together. And that's how it started.
Wow.
And so we've had that conversation. Charles Barkley, I've known him since 1992. He's another guy that you talk about just all kinds of sports. So they're not different than us in the way that they do talk about what we talk about. And that's what I've always liked about it, is you ask a question, you get an answer. If you look at my friends or the guys who are celebrities, if I ask you a question, you give me an answer, then, you know, then there can be a relationship. If you just say, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Adam Sandler, I'll ask him a question, he gives me an answer. Will Ferrell, ask you a question, give me an answer. That's what's fun about it. There has to be reciprocation, not, do you know who I am? How dare you ask me that question? That's not the kind of person you want to be around.
I'm genuinely interested in people. And so I really love the interview process because I'm genuinely interested in people and psychology. Are you like that at all?
I am fascinated by it. But you know what I did is I took a seminar. I took a week-long seminar. It was 8 hours each day on how to ask questions. And believe it or not, some of the people you look at being great interviewers are not, because they'll ask a close-ended question. Did you kill that person? No. Well, that's not a great interview.
Mm-hmm.
Why are people saying you killed that person? I have to make you talk to me. And what I did is I use this on my kids. I have four kids. And, you know, if you have boys, you have to really go out of your way to get them to talk to you. So when my son comes home, I'll say, how was school? Good. Tell me the best thing about it. Then I get him going. He hates it, but I do it. My girls, I just say, hey, how are you? And then they're going to talk for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But I did use that to put it in play. And if you'll look, watch now when people interview. If it's Larry King or Barbara Walters, watch how many close-ended questions they have. And what they taught me was to lead one question will lead to another, will lead to another. And the process of who you interview and how you interview is the same. If I'm interviewing Putin or I'm interviewing Adam Sandler, you will ask questions in the same way and you will get better answers that way. But somebody who actually studied this, and we had a seminar on that when I was at ESPN.
That's great, man. That's good stuff.
But always think of that, though. Ask how or why or who. Never ask something that has a yes or no answer, because if you do, then it ends.
The other thing that I notice, when I'm listening to interviews, the other thing that I notice that I'm not a big fan of, and this isn't something that you do, is those questions that there can really only be one answer.
Yeah.
Like the kind of question when you say, hey, you know, what was it like working with so-and-so? I mean, it's kind of tough for the person to be like, oh, it was terrible, you know?
Or if you say,
unless you're Bill Paxton.
Yeah, Bill Paxton said I didn't like working with her, but that was totally different story.
And then you can follow up with a question after that. But if you say, boy, how's it feel to be in the National League Championship Series to Joe Torre?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is he going to say, you know what, I wanted to play golf now.
It's not,
you know,
so
what
good.
I mean, yeah. I got to go to Philadelphia. You know, I don't like Philadelphia.
Right.
But it's you know, compare this trip to the NLCS with your last trip to the ALCS. You know, I don't know, I throw that out there whether I get a good answer or not. But once again, I always want to make them work too, because you'll know that we athletes love to be challenged. And actors like to be challenged too, or musicians. And that's what you do. Make them think, then they'll enjoy it, because they'll enjoy the Q&A instead of, oh, no, here comes the question about the cocaine bust. Here comes the, you know, the Paris Hilton sleepover. You know, so you want to make sure that you're getting them engaged. And I find that the more competitive you make it, the more enjoyable. I had Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis, I had him earlier today, made me sweat. But I'm asking him about, you know, when you hit somebody, what is that feeling like? And he said, you know what, I broke that kid's shoulder, and I knew I broke his shoulder. And you know what, I didn't want to celebrate that I broke his shoulder, because I put him out for the rest of the year. Well, he's putting us in the game, in the moment of hitting somebody, and what that must feel like and sound like. That's what I was trying to do.
That's cool.
That's so cool.
Dan Patrick is on the line, and he has been reunited and feels so good.
Yes.
And reunited with Keith.
Are you guys Oberman fans?
Oh, yeah. I love him, man.
Sure, though. Let's go around the room, though.
I will be honest with you, Dan. I am not a Keith Olbermann fan. I just, you know, I think he's plays too smart for the room, and always tries to, you know, be funny when I kind of sometimes just want to get the highlights sometimes, you know, without having the entire ha-has. That's just my opinion, but I mean, I know a lot of people like him.
But it has to do with, does it have to do with politics?
No, I mean, I am a conservative, but I watched you guys on SportsCenter for years and didn't even know he was a liberal. So
do you like Bill O'Reilly?
No, I don't care for that guy either.
Okay, because I find a lot of people will look at Keith because of the party line.
Right.
And then they'll say, well, you're not funny as a Democrat, but boy, you'd be really funny as a Republican.
Yeah, I get that.
But Keith, when he did SportsCenter with me, we never talked politics, ever.
Right.
But with what he does, whether you like his politics or not, what he does on his show, there's nobody else in America who is capable of doing that type of show.
I get that. I agree with you.
Yeah, and that's all. And does he play, you know, as the smartest guy in the room? Yes. Is he the funniest guy in the room? Yes. There are times when that happens, that you can't come up with a funnier line than he does. But I've known him for 25 years. An audience may not get that and maybe, you know, turned off by the smartest guy in the room. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to be around that guy, the know-it-all.
Dan, was it tough the first time back on Sunday Night Football on a stage that big? Was there a lot of nerves? Or at this point, is it like, hey, it's my buddy, we're back doing the same?
You know what? It had nothing to do with Keith. I could, 25 years from now, I could sit down with him and do SportsCenter. That will never, ever, and it never was an issue. Never. It was a big room there, so I'm just trying to blend in with everybody. I was scared to death.
Really?
I was scared to death.
Wow.
But not Keith. That was my security. That's my lifeline right there. I never worried about that. It's, okay, how do I play here? Okay, Bob's over there, and Buss and Cheeky and Chris Collinsworth, and, oh, we're throwing it to Madden and Mike. I thought I was landing planes at JFK there, and I had no idea where they were. I was going to get caught up in a propeller here,
mm-hmm.
and that was my big concern. To go in, sort of be selfless, do your job, and not disrupt the flow of it. And, you know, that was the real issue, but never Keith.
Do you two agree politically?
Good question. Sneaky question. But, no, I guess, not to get too deep here, I just get disappointed in this is all we have to offer, whether it's vice president, president, Senate, Congress. I get disappointed that, you know, the number of people who don't want to run. You know, are there great people out there that don't want to run? And you sort of watch the debates, and I just want to shake everybody and say, do you guys, will somebody answer a damn question?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I get to with party lines. I voted Republican. I voted Democrat. I would probably lean towards being a liberal more than I would being a conservative. But I do look for the best person. And sometimes that's hard to find on both sides of the party line.
Sneaky answer.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, honestly, when I asked the question, Dan, it was more about your relationship with Keith that I was curious about than it was really trying to nail you down to a political party. What I was really interested in is, do you guys talk shop off the air?
No, because that's what he does in another world. So I don't enter into that world. I will ask him a question about, did he see something, or is there something coming up? I try not to go in there and say, well, what is it about the foreign policy of Sarah Palin that you really have a problem with?
Mm-hmm.
She can see Russia. I mean, come on, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get into it that way, because then it's in his world, and I want to keep it in sort of middle ground when I'm around him and not get political. He does go deeper, far left than I could ever go. But it's still, I talk to him about process, the process of what you're writing, how you're writing it, what you're saying, who you're saying it to, what's your audience, what's the feedback, what's it like to get ripped by blogs, what's it like to call Rush Limbaugh a comedian, Bill O'Reilly wants you fired. Those are more interesting things than the actual, outline or parameters that he has politically.
What an amazing interview. Oh, man, this was fun. Dan Patrick.
You guys are tired, that's why. You're going to wake up in about 8 hours and go, what did we say?
No.
What did we say?
Dan, we talked to Danica Patrick? What?
Wow.
Dan, let me ask you, because you are a talented interviewer, when you are interviewed, are you judging the way you're being interviewed and judging the interviewer?
Yes, I'm listening to your questions.
How did I do?
Well, you had a couple of good, you had other people involved in it, but you had some good questions, but then you also got to the point where if you ask a question, just ask the question, you would continue with your question. So if you said, hey, so how do you like it, you know, being with Keith? Because it seems like you know. How do you like being with Keith?
Yeah.
That's
oh,
it.
Man. I wish that I could, you would write a book.
No. Okay. I, you know what? I'm fascinated by it, because how many times have you guys done this where somebody will go, hey, Mikey, I'm just, I love San Diego, and I'm curious, would you ever leave San Diego for, like, a different market? Because I love San Diego, and there's no reason to leave San Diego. What do you think?
Right.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It should have just been, hey, do you guys talk shop off the air? Do you guys talk politics off the air? You guys fight about that? But see, I thought if it was that direct, you might go, man, I don't know you very well.
That's
and
the
if
best
I,
question is why, how, who. Try that. I do that to guys all the time. I never let you load up. Because if you load up, then you'll repeat my question back to me. So, who's the quarterback I think is overrated? You know, I don't want that. It's just like, what do you think of Philip Rivers? Boom, this is the reason why. Why? And then you're going to get an honest answer out of him. So I find that the less you say when you ask a question, the better your answers.
Let me tell you got to listen to Dan Patrick. If you've never heard him on the radio, he's one of the most talented broadcasters in America.
Awesome.
And you can hear him on Extra Sports 1360, our sister station. And Dan, it was really, really, it was an honor to get to talk to you, man.
You are the best sleep-deprived host.
Thank you very much.
I got a big lunch coming, and I'm going to lie down.
Oh, you're
in the world.
Thank you so much.
You know what? My bed is big enough for the entire KIOC staff.
That's enough.
That's funny.
Sure.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Danny.
Good luck.
We'll see you.
All right.
Man, is he good.
Rad.
He's really good.
He's talented,
You're
man.
You're right. He should write a book or do
he
a
should.
Seminar of his own.
Like, when you hear him interviewing people, like, you're sitting there listening, and you're very compelled and captivated by everything he's saying. He's just a really, really skilled and talented person. And I wish that I could have asked him more about chemistry, because I find that Dan Patrick seems to have a lot of chemistry with a lot of people.
Hmm.
So there's got to be something to that.
A formula?
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
Because it isn't like, he's obviously got this very, very well-known and sort of famous chemistry with Keith Olbermann.
Yeah.
Which is the reason they're teaming up now on Sunday Night Football.
I didn't want to tell him I don't like Keith Olbermann.
Oh, that was great, man. Yeah.
I didn't
want to
say it, but I'm like, well, he's asking.
Yeah.
So,
and dude,
I don't want to be rude.
No, man, that was, I think that's what... he would have much rather heard that and will remember that than anything else. And I think he actually appreciated that conversation.
I'm just being honest.
Being honest.
Sorry.
Man, that was cool.
Love that.
Awesome.
All right, I have to take a drink.
Sip it. Sip it.
How you
sip
like
it.
Hey, Mikey, how you liking your hot thing?
That was awesome. Wasn't that great voice?
Utterly offensive.
What was that?
It's utterly offensive.
Hey, Mikey, can I get you a little?
It's not even the line, thing? Dude.
Are you kidding? It's a
What's
Damone.
What's the problem?
Wow.
No. Give it. Can a girl right catch a break
it's
or
not
what?
Not the line.
You know what I'm saying?
You aren't the line.
You're. That didn't make an ounce of sense.
You know.
Not 1 ounce.
Shut up.
Yeah. Don't start.
Announce. You. Shut up.
Don't start.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Just a half hour to go. Right. Come on. Come
you
on.
You really are.
I'm not going to take that
Don't
from you.
Start.
Don't start.
We're in the home stretch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stretch it.
Yeah.
We're almost
deep.
Done.
Knee bends.
Oh, that's a deep burn.
Squat thrusts.
Yeah. Mikey Show.
Hey, man, I wanted to comment on the interview with Dan Patrick.
Go ahead.
Hey, I thought it was a good interview and stuff. And when he started talking about, do you like Keith Olbermann? I was just thinking about, like, maybe 3 years ago when I graduated and, you know, got a job, that kind of thing. I used to watch them on ESPN when I was a kid, you know, in high school, watching football and whatever. And I never knew that Keith Olbermann.
Can't say that. Dude, come on. You can't say that.
Easy, bro.
Easy.
Come on, silly guy.
Go easy.
Easy.
Okay.
Got 25 minutes left.
Be cool.
Second prize set of steak knives. Go easy.
Go
easy, girl. Eddie's doing a little dance.
A little jiggle.
Hey, Eddie, can I give one of these, let people hear what we do?
Yeah, sure.
Word up. Some of this is pretty good. This is a little something.
Oh.
This is a little something that we do.
Something.
That is called Sky and Ramsey.
What?
I think you'll appreciate it. Do you know how many people in the world are millionaires? Take a guess.
No.
Take a guess.
No,
like exact number?
No.
Like how many people would you think are millionaires in the world?
Well, there's one right here.
Million.
And then.
Billion.
And just so you know, when
I
you're guessing.
Count for five.
Your home value is not included in this. It's not included.
I know that.
Okay. Yeah, hey,
I own a moat.
Yes, trust me. I'm not taking it into account.
That is not true.
So home value is not counted. How many people in the world are millionaires?
What about the home value of the help? Ramsey, do you know how much your fort is worth? Yeah, the treehouse you live in.
Not too much. I actually have to sleep on nails.
Oh. That's right, but it still has value.
Oh, $2?
You're very close. $1.50. Me and the boo built it ourselves. One night, when we first met, we went on a date, we had some wine, and we built that for you. Two bottles, we were both drunk, that's why the nails puncture you in the back.
Nails.
Hurts, doesn't it?
Sweet berry wine.
Yeah! Serves you right.
Oh.
Serves me right.
It does. It does. Ramsey, it does. It serves you right.
What did us do?
I'll tell you what you did. You left your wet boat shoes on the patio.
Oh, no.
And looks like you were in the pool again.
You left your
wet Oxford button down.
draped over one of the chairs.
Oh,
the
house of dryers.
You shouldn't be in the swimming pool,
You're
Ramsey.
Telling me to clean it.
Whoa.
Oh.
I don't tell you get in it to clean it.
Yes, you did. Gave me a toothbrush and says, get in there.
Did I really do that?
Yes.
Was I drinking wine?
Sweet berry wine.
Sweet berry wine.
Ramsey.
No. No, no, no.
Uh-oh.
Boy, Paul.
No.
Your
no,
pull your polo up.
No.
Pull your polo up.
Please don't do what you're thinking of doing.
There it is.
Oh, no.
Ramsey is my white manservant.
How's he doing?
Don't get smarter. Don't do those fake yaps.
They're not fake, it hurts. You get
doesn't
hit with
sound
it.
Like it hurts.
It does. Meow.
Okay, meow. That's
that
weird.
Is take that.
Ramsey.
Oh, really? You say meow when you...
No.
You know, Ramsey, you're making me question whether or not I'm having
so
any
effect.
Oh, no.
It hurts so bad.
Why are you laughing?
Ramsey. Ramsey.
What?
Pull my finger.
Okay.
No.
Ah!
No.
You got me.
Didn't see that one coming, did you? You insolent little white man.
I do have the diabetes.
Oh.
It's because all we feed you is sugar cubes, you darling little thing. You're such
weird.
A darling. Come here, let me pet your head.
Okay.
I love the way it's parted in the middle. Look at you.
So nice
look at
me.
You and take that. Ramsey, fetch me a ham sandwich, will you?
We runs out.
What did you just say
oh,
to me?
No.
Oh, nothing.
We're out of ham?
Is that how you ate? Meow.
Why do you keep saying meow?
Yeah, why do you keep saying meow?
That is weird.
It sounds so fake. You're making me think I'm not having
meow,
it back.
Meow.
Why do you...
Why are you saying...
Why are you doing that?
Hurts so bad.
Yeah, but Ramsey,
you
stupid idiot.
Yeah.
Well, listen to me. Why would someone say meow when they get whipped? Why?
Has you ever been whipped?
No, I haven't, but I know.
Exactly.
Meow!
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Weren't we guessing the millionaires?
Oh, my gosh.
Can we maybe get back to that?
Answer the question. Why are we out of ham? Why?
You eat it all the time. It runs out.
Okay, with the amount of ham I eat, you'd think you would keep...
Honeybake sends us an IOU.
Wait.
Honeybake sends us an IOU. That's the stupidest
thing I've ever heard.
Stupidest thing ever.
Yow.
Ever.
Yow.
Oh, you are the worst.
You are the worst.
Yay! Ramsey!
You have an ugly dog.
You do have a pathetic-looking dog.
That is very true.
Porky little thing.
Yeah. You know what, Ramsey? You don't need to turn on me, all right?
You're a fat little dog. Wouldn't you say Sky too? Sky, oh, Sky is just Sky has not moved like at all. She's just sitting there reading the whole time.
I was napping.
It's way funnier.
Sky 2.
Yeah, Sky 2.
Join the fun.
Head rush.
Yeah, let Ramsey pull your finger.
Meow.
Sky, wouldn't it be fun if you could actually interact with Ramsey, your white manservant?
I don't have a white manservant.
Sitting right there. Say hello to him. Say hi, Ramsey.
That's Eddie.
Say hi to Ramsey now. You hurt his feelings.
That's Eddie
oh,
in his Bruce
no,
Lee
please.
Shirt.
Loves me.
Oh.
Show that little white manservant of yours some love, Sky 2. Just say hi, Ramsey.
Oh,
pretends I'm money.
Oh, Ramsey. Bad boy, Ramsey.
Really?
That's right. Kiss him.
Bad boy.
Pretend he's a two spot.
Rolls around in me.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Make him angels.
So how many millionaires do you guys think there are in the world?
I don't know.
Pass out.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Shut up.
Hey, wow. Guys. We're almost
Mike,
done.
Mike,
yeah.
P1's wanted me to give this to you.
Oh, what is it? Oh, wow. Look at that. What is that?
Oh, my God.
It's a banner signed by all the P1s.
Oh, wow. That's wow. Sick. Cool,
Mari
dude.
Mari Payton's on there.
For real?
We got to hang that up in here.
Yeah, we got to hang that in here.
Maybe up there.
Yeah, up. Yeah. Like straight, like right above where you are right now. Like if you were to just put it right above where you are, yeah,
that's
up there.
Really, really
how awesome
cool.
Is that?
Huh? No.
Up
it'd
off,
have to go
nerd.
Up.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah, just right there, Rob. That's perfect.
Why are you being difficult? Yeah.
Thank you very much, P1s.
That's really special, you guys.
Hey, and I want to make an announcement
that's
that
cool.
If there are P1s that have been hanging out in the upper parking lot for the whole 28 hours and you feel you're too tired to drive, the radio station will take care of it for you.
No way.
Yep.
Dude.
The radio station wants to take care of it for you.
We are so responsible.
We love our P1s.
Aww, that's
pretty cool. Let me look at that.
Bo Bison there?
Yeah, Bo Bison.
I think he is.
Well, duh, obviously.
That guy's the man.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Bo Bison.
Hey, Bo.
Hey.
Hey. B.
Clay can talk
That's
about it.
That's cool.
Talk about it. That is really cool.
That is really
That's
cool.
A lot of signatures.
That is a lot.
How many signatures do you think are on there?
A million.
Oh, my gosh. You're probably right.
It's a lot.
It is. Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame. That's cool.
Yeah. It's personalized.
Uh-huh.
Nothing you can find at the mall.
That's right. He got another one in there.
Really?
The word mall. Mikey Show.
You're so great.
Hello.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, what's going on, Mikey? It's P1 Giants fan.
What's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to say you guys did an awesome job with that 28-hour show.
Thank
I was
you.
Out there yesterday and today both, and I got to say that was better than last year for sure.
Thank you, dude.
No problem, Mikey.
I think that I honestly think that this was the biggest and the best.
I certainly hope so.
It was good.
It was the biggest and the best, man. It was that's crazy. We've done 27 hours and 45 minutes.
God.
What's up, my Brie Hay? Officially.
That was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Officially, 27 hours, 45 minutes.
Ow.
And, man, it seems like I remember this not very long ago where we were doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Coming into those last 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yep. Mike.
It's popping, player.
Okay.
Yeah, player.
Don't worry. Pretty soon, I'll be bringing up to all you guys again, hey, guys, we got to start thinking about the 28-hour show.
Be quiet.
Why would you even say something like that?
Well, you
right
know
now?
What I'm saying.
Hey, we have Mindy from Rady Children's Hospital
Mindy.
Here, and she's the director of all the PR stuff and wanted to come in and
cool.
Say what's up.
Hi.
Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. Let's have her come over to a microphone.
It's nice to see you.
Great to see you guys.
How are you?
Good.
We're
like
almost
you're having
done.
Fun.
We're very tired.
Oh, I've been listening to you all morning.
We're ready to get some sleep.
Yeah.
Do we have a grand total? Do we have a grand total?
Okay.
Jay is working on getting us a grand total.
He's working on
a grand
it.
Total.
Last check, we were over 17,000.
Yep.
So cool.
Awesome. Great job. It's amazing. Just a few thousand more than last year. You guys were 14,000 last year.
14,000 last year.
Unbelievable listeners.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
You can still go to MikeyShow.com and type in the keyword donate.
Yep.
And you can donate. If you donate $50 or more, you get one of those limited edition 28-hour show t-shirts. It'd
yep.
be really cool.
Real sweet.
But yeah, listeners have been going on there and doing a really good job of that.
Super generous.
Yeah, they were even dropping off money here at the radio
money,
station.
Money, 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 money.
So, right.
Do you know what the specific money is going to go for? Does it go into a general fund for like all the projects that?
Yeah, that's correct. It goes into our general patient care fund, and what that fund helps is We see an average of 143,000 kids a year.
Wow.
So that money is available just for whether it's a new piece of equipment or, you know, even as simple as the Bugs Bunny Band-Aids.
Yeah.
You know, just whatever we have for that extra. It's just that unrestricted money that, that we can just use to help the kids.
Money.
That's really cool.
Okay.
And how old does a Rady's Children's Hospital go to? I mean, what do they consider a kid? How old is too old? You can't, you know, to not be going anymore and that kind of thing.
Well, we generally see kids up until they're the age of 18. But if they have, if they've been seeing their doctor for a condition that they have and they are an adult, some adult patients still do go there.
Oh.
We are also the designated pediatric trauma for San Diego and Imperial counties, which means any child, if it's a trauma under the age of 14, is automatically brought to Rady Children's.
Really?
The two counties.
Oh, wow.
Really? So that is, you know, I got to go take a tour because it's probably a lot bigger than I would imagine because you see it from the freeway when you're driving by. And so it's probably a lot bigger than I would imagine.
It is. And we just keep adding on. You know, right now we're adding on a 279,000 square foot addition.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's really just to help so that we can make sure that we always have a bed for the kids in San Diego that, you know, that awesome. We can keep them here in San Diego. And so we know it's important. And, you know, and that's where your money helps, too, to make sure that, you know, that we have the space to have the kids here as well.
Go donate right now. Go to MikeyShow.com. Click on the little keyword section and type in the word donate. It'll take you to where you can do that. If you make a $15 donation, you will automatically get our 2007 Best Of CD called Furry Up. And if you donate $50 or more, you get our limited edition 28-hour show t-shirt, which is really cool.
Come on, guys. We worked hard for you this year.
Yeah.
Let's get some money rolling in there. Please.
Uh-huh.
Please.
Come on.
We're getting a tally right now. We're going to have a tally for you here in just a second of how much.
Tally.
How much we made.
Oh, wow.
It's from Karate Kid.
I loved it. I know.
But it's Allie.
Oh, yeah.
Still hey, right. Allie.
Still hey, right.
Thanks, guys.
And he says he's going right to bed.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh, dude,
I can't wait.
Nice.
I'm going to do Bed Angels.
Yeah. Bed Angels.
Bed Angels.
You know it.
In your filthy,
sandwich.
Dirty.
I don't care.
Grossness.
Whatever. You don't have to sleep in there.
Damn right I do.
Maybe you can cry about it.
Whoa.
All right.
Don't end on this note, Sean.
Yes, please.
Yeah, let's not go out like this, Sean.
Please. A little decorum. Is that it? What it? No. Okay. Mindy, thank you very much. It was really, really
we have the total.
Pleasure.
We have the grand total.
Oh my gosh.
Total money raised on the 28-hour show for this year is $20,406.
Congratulations.
Wow. That's awesome.
I love you.
Wow.
He won.
I was not expecting that.
That's great.
That was rad.
That's great.
Yes.
Thank you, Bo Bice.
That's right.
Yeah.
It would have been 19,900 if he hadn't have called in this morning. Bo Bice.
Man.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we're talking about how he did the $500 donation, and Jay said that there were a couple P1s that donated like $1,000 at a time.
That's amazing.
Which doesn't minimize Bo Bice.
Well, I'm just saying Bo Bice isn't the only, you know, angel here, okay?
Everybody
I'm just
down.
Saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
Well, I am so stoked to be able to be a part of that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
P1s are good.
Yeah.
P1s are good.
They're good.
Thank you for letting us be a part of it, Mindy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and thank you. I mean, it really is all those dollars raised, $1 at a time.
And yeah.
28 hours at a time. And so thank you very much. This is unbelievable.
Of course.
And thank you to the listeners.
Oh.
We got a lot of thank yous that we have to get out there. And so I'm going to start that here in just a second. 570-1053 is our phone number. Go ahead and call us right now.
Ooh.
And this is it. Go ahead and call us right now. We'll take our final phone calls. 570-1053. Mikey Show.
Hey, it's P1 Jason.
What's up, Jason?
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you so much for showing the movies last night. I had so much fun in the studios with you guys.
That's cool, dude.
Oh, I just thank you guys. It was one of the best times I ever had.
That's cool, man.
Congratulations on the 20,000.
Thank you very much, dude. We were glad to have you.
All right, we'll see you guys soon.
All right, we'll see you.
Such a good guy, Jason.
Mikey Show.
Let's go, Hillcrest Chargers, please. Let's pump it up.
Hillcrest Chargers.
I don't even understand that.
I don't want to understand it.
Mikey Show.
Okay.
Oh, Mikey Show. You talked away with my heart.
Love it.
That was fantastic.
That was a beautiful one.
Good job.
Oh, Mikey Show. Oh.
Now it got weird.
Oh. Well.
Can I give some thank yous here?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Before I do, P1AO's on the line.
Oh. A-O. End it.
Yeah.
End it.
What's poppin'?
End it.
Hey, all I'm saying is, you know, first and foremost, congratulations on the 20,000 wow. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
But, yeah, that Mikey Idol. Sean, you surprised me, homeboy, for real. I got to say, man, P1s, yo, you guys are awesome. I actually got to sign a couple of autographs.
Oh, big things popping.
Look at you.
That
was
fun,
you know what I mean? I got, yeah, get out of here, girl. No, I mean. But, yo, I got to say, Mikey, man, your wife, Rebecca, she's very, very nice. You know what I mean? Granted, I met her and I had a beer in my hand, but I put it behind my back to try to be respectful. You know what I mean?
That's very nice.
Try to get her, but, you know what I mean? Honestly, you guys did your thing. This show is very, very memorable to share, man. I'm saying, man, you guys just did an awesome job, and congratulations, and I hope you guys get enough rest this week. You know what I mean?
Thank you, AO. We appreciate that, dude.
Take it easy.
You know that means a lot. Thank you, man. P1 Towboy.
Yes, indeed.
What's up, man?
I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, each and every single one of you, you guys make a difference in not only the lives of all the P1s, but everybody that's listening out there for the first time, too. And, I also wanted to give a real big up to all the P1s for making me feel welcome. Ocho Cinco, Joe, Rondo, thanks for sharing your shade. I'm kind of dark, so.
Awesome.
Aw, that's cool.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, dude. All right, the thank yous. These are the thank yous that we have. Man, we got a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Lots of people work to make this what it is.
That's right. From our promotions department, thank you to Travis and Abby and Jenny and Matt and Nick.
Matt.
And Dana, and Smashley, and most of all, thank you, Jay.
Jay, you're a beast.
Yeah, you're a trooper.
The whole time, dude.
You're such a maverick.
Here the whole time.
You really are a maverick.
You're a maverick, Jay.
He is a maverick.
We just appreciate everything about that.
Oh,
Jay, above and beyond, dude.
Yeah, please.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. You did a great job. Jay is the best promotion director in the country.
Hands down, Mike.
And just does an incredible job, so thank you so much. Thank you so much to Jay. From our engineering department, thank you to Trevor and Ron and Rick and Kevin Boyle.
Ron Fu.
And Ron Fu, who did a great job and just, really had to do a lot. Really had to do a lot for us. So, and they put in some hours, man. They put in some major league hours. So thank you for all of that. Also, thank you to Shauna.
Amaya.
Our program director.
Love her.
Thank you so much to our Rock 105.3 sales department, who did a lot in organizing and getting this thing together. Thank you to Boy Blunder.
Yeah.
Fishy.
That's great to hear.
Love him.
I love it.
Extra
so much.
Sturdy this year.
That's right.
I don't know what that
Very
means.
Sturdy.
Well, the stage was.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much to our fellow DJs who allowed us to, you know, encroach on their airtime, Missy, BC, and Clint. And thank you, Clint, because Clint brought us some biscotte.
Oh, biscotte.
Oh, he's so sweet. He's so sweet.
Very nice. Also, thank you to Robin.
Yeah.
And then thank you to all the people that helped us out with doing our performances. Thank you, Chantel and Camry.
Yeah.
All the people that called in with stories from Rady's Children's Hospital. Thank you to my friend Russ. And Kevin and John, who did their thing when we were playing. They were really talented guys.
Oh,
thank you to Bo Bice, who donated
$500. Yes, Bo Bice.
The Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Bo Bice.
And thank you to all you P1s.
Look at them, they're crazy out there right now. Can you
outside
hear
going nuts. That's awesome.
Look at that.
They are clapping and going crazy. That is so cool.
Through the soundproof window.
Oh, and we got to give a huge, huge thank you to Johnsonville Brats.
Oh, my God.
For feeding all the P1s.
Dude, and coming.
Dude, that was awesome. Yeah. Sponsoring the 28-hour show.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
You're
I'm
the,
out.
You're
pretty
the best.
Amazing. Pretty amazing time here. And I also want to thank the crew here. Man, you guys are incredible. You guys are really incredible. My family and the crew here. My wife was really incredible. Thank you, honey. Thank you, Rebecca. My wife is really cool. She did a lot of cool stuff
She's
for me and does a lot of cool stuff for me every year.
Awesome!
And I want to thank you guys. You guys were really incredible. And Eddie, dude, I can't even say enough, dude.
Lights out.
I can't even say enough. Like you picked up a lot, a lot of slack this year, man. Yep. A lot of slack. And dude, I appreciate it. I want you to know I do.
Thanks, man.
Rack 'em.
You guys are all really great. Sky, Sean for coming out here. Mm-hmm. Rob, Ashley, Zethian Oates. You guys are just the best, man. I'm just so proud to work with you guys. You're just really good.
It all starts at the top, man. You are.
For sure.
You are the man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
You're a great leader for us, LaQuette.
All right. Well, here's what we do. You know, we get out of here today. Mm-hmm.